Yeah, there's been a massive change in the last couple of years. The use of apps is growing day by day, to be honest with you. We would see that your traditional taxi user, certainly from a nighttime perspective, and the younger users are certainly have all moved out, a vast majority of them moved over to the use of apps. Then I would say your older customer that you would kind of use on a regular would certainly still go by the use of phones and that to kind of book their taxis. But there has been a massive switch over to apps in the last couple of years. The use of the technology, it has advantages and disadvantages, to be honest.
And do you agree with driver groups who say that technology companies are making it harder for drivers to earn a sustainable living wage?
Yes, I would say, yeah, I'd have to agree to that to a degree. Obviously, they take quite a commission of the use of the apps. Every time that a user of the app uses the app to book a taxi, the app controllers kind of take a substantial commission on the fare. And that obviously is eating into the bottom line that of a driver's take home at the end of the week. So yes, it has a massive effect on it. But I suppose in a sort of independent or individual taxi drivers are in a sense losing their independence by the use of the apps. And it makes it more difficult for them to maintain the levels that they would have used in the industry.
And there's reported shortage of taxi drivers, especially in rural areas. Like, what impact is that having on customers or businesses maybe locally?
Yeah, no, massively, I can see that. I think the rural customers are certainly impacted by everything that's happening certainly an evening and a nighttime disadvantage from a point of view. It is very difficult to get taxis in rural industry. I think it's across the board. I think just from a social aspect, I think it's the same for the rural pub as it is for the rural taxi user. It's very difficult. Things are getting more difficult. It's not economically viable for a lot of the rural pubs, the same as it's not economically viable for taxis to operate rurally in small areas. I think it's something the government really needs to take a look at, just to come with some form of incentive for both the rural pub and the rural taxi operator for it to make it viable for them to operate.
And what kind of regulations or supports do you think the government should introduce to protect taxi drivers and the future of the industry?
I think they need to look at it from, I know there's been massive changes in the transport sector in terms of the introduction of the local link service and everything, which are fantastic and have been a great addition for many areas of rural Ireland. But for that last stage of the journey, where a lot of people find themselves in County Sligo or County Leitrim or South Donegal, and for that last leg of the journey, they depend on the taxi driver to get them home. I think there needs to be an incentive. I think the government needs to be think tank about how ways that makes it viable for these operators to operate in the unsociable hours in these local areas that makes it viable for them to operate.